Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the Samsung Galaxy Nexus running Ice Cream Sandwich 4.0. In this demonstration, I'd like to show you how to make a phone call and actually hang up that phone call, and also how to answer an incoming call. So let me say that I've currently got my Samsung Galaxy Nexus turned on. It's currently at the lock screen, so I'm going to unlock it by pressing the power button once.
2:02 p.m. ringer 40%.
Take my finger down to the bottom of the screen and bring it up slowly.
Right for unlock. Left
drag my
for
finger
camera.
To the right to unlock the screen.
A device unlocked. Launcher.
Okay, now let's find the phone icon on the default quick start toolbar. So I'm going to take my finger to the bottom left-hand side of the screen.
Back.
Okay, there's my back button. So I'm going to take my finger up.
Phone.
There's my phone icon. So one finger tap exactly in the same spot.
Clicked. Phone.
Okay, now I've got the keypad on the screen. Now the phone number for the time I'm going to be using for this demo in Australia is actually 1194. Now, what I'm going to show you is also if you happen to make a mistake when you're doing that. Okay, so I'm going to touch the screen around about the middle.
Five.
It's five, so I'm going to go diagonally up to the left.
One.
One, there's one. Take my finger off and tap again in the same spot.
One.
Okay, one. Now, let's say we know it's 1194. I'm going to do one, and I'm going to do a nine now. So I'm going to drag my finger down.
Five, eight, nine.
Okay, tap.
Nine.
Same spot. Now, I don't want that, so if I find nine.
Nine.
Come down, directly down.
Pound. Backspace.
Okay, there's the backspace. So I came down from 9, dragging my finger down to pound or hash. And now I've got the back button. So I'm going to tap on the same spot.
9 deleted.
And if I want to check my edit area, go back to towards the top part of the screen.
Edit box, 1.
Okay, so I've currently got edit box that says 1. So let's find the keypad again in the middle.
5.
It's 5, down up to the left.
1.
And tap.
1.
Okay, double 1. 9.
9. 9.
4.
4. 4.
And let's check the edit area.
Edit box. 1194.
Okay, 1194 or 1194. Okay, so if I find my middle of the screen again.
5.
Drag my finger down.
8. 0. Dial.
Okay, there's the dial button. So tap it in the same spot. Right.
Phone dialing contact photo 1194 null 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 on hold on hold.
It will be 2:06 precisely.
Beep, beep, beep. Okay, so.
At the third stroke,
let me find the main screen again.
Contact photo and end.
Okay, so basically I'm touching it round about the same place that the dial button was. Okay, so if I tap it.
Clicked phone.
I'll just have the phone number. And if I check the edit field again.
Edit box.
It's now blank.
Clickable. Long okay. Clickable.
Now let me show you another method that I did earlier on. I've actually assigned my power button when I'm on a phone call to hang up the call as well, rather than just finding that hang up button. Okay, so let me dial that number again. 1194.
1 1 1 1 9 9 4 4 0 dial. Click. Phone dialing contact photo 1194 null 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 on hold on hold.
At the third stroke, it will be 2:07:10.
Okay, now I'm going to hang up by just pressing the power button.
Phone.
Okay, and if you want to check the edit area, touch on the top of the screen.
Edit box.
It's blank. Okay. Now, another thing I want to show you is when you're actually on a phone call and you want to access your dial keypad to put in numbers, okay? So I'm going to dial the Telstra voicemail in Australia, which is 101. Okay, so I'm going to do that now.
1 1 0 0 4 1 1 dial. Click. Phone dialing contact photo message bank 101 mobile null null on hold on hold.
Okay, now if I come down towards the bottom left hand side of the screen.
Not checked. Dial pad.
For help.
Okay.
Press 8.
Said not checked dial pad.
Dial pad.
Checked. Press 2. For mailbox setup. Press 3.
So I press 8 for help.
Press 8.
8. Clicked.
You're in the main menu and have just selected help. To send a message to another message bank, press 2. Mailbox setup is used to change your personal greeting, name recording.
That's audio. Tap it. Now, I've taken it out of the mix. It's now on loudspeaker now. So you can probably just barely hear that. So I'm going to touch the bottom left-hand side again. Dial pad over to the right. Audio.
3. For help. Press 8.
I'm actually just going to hang out with the power.
Press 8.
Phone. So what I'm going to do is actually ring my Android phone. Now what's going to happen is when the phone starts ringing, as with the lock screen, you take your finger up from the bottom until you hear a click, and then it's going to say drag finger to the right to answer the call or drag finger left to send it to voicemail. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'll drag my finger up the screen when it's ringing, hear the click, hear the instructions, and then drag my finger to the right to answer the phone call. So we'll do that now. Okay, and dial. Okay, so finger down towards the bottom of the screen, up slowly. It's vibrated, then I drag my finger to the right.
Sir, device unlocked.
Okay, and I've actually answered the call. So if I actually pick up my home phone and say, hello, good day, how's it going? Okay, I'm talking to myself on the phone. Okay, now to hang up the phone, I could also press the power button to hang up the phone. But let me find my hang up button. So if I take towards the bottom middle of the phone down the bottom, come up slightly.
Home. Mute. End.
Okay, there's the end button. Okay.
End.
And one finger tap.
Clicked. Phone.
Then I'll hang up the phone call. But I actually like using the setup for the power button. Let me just hang up my landline. It's still open.
Screen off. Ringer 25%.
What I like doing is using the power button to hang up a phone call because it's just much easier. Let me show you how to actually access the apps, settings, accessibility, and then the power button to activate it so that you can use it for hanging up phone calls. Okay, so let's unlock the phone screen because it's already locked.
2:15 p.m. Ringer 25%. Down
the bottom of the screen up.
Device unlocked.
Come down to my quick start toolbar, touch about the middle.
Apps. Launcher.
Okay, now I'm going to go to my second screen of apps. I'm going to do a two-finger swipe to the left.
Apps page 2 of 3.
Okay, I'm going to touch on my particular phone down towards the bottom part of the screen.
Places. Clickable. Settings.
Okay, tap on click settings. I'm going to take my finger down the left-hand side of the phone, just drag on the screen.
Location, sick, land, back, date, packs, developer, accessibility.
Tap it.
Accessibility.
Okay, I'll take my finger up to the top of the screen again and drag down.
Talk back, system, large text, power button ends call.
Okay, so if I tap it, power button ends
not
call.
Not checked.
I've just not checked it now. So I've just unchecked it to not answer the call. So if I touch it again, find it again. So I touch the top of the screen,
talk
down.
Back, on.
Drag my finger down.
System. Power button ends call.
Touch
checked.
It. Okay, so I've checked it. Back down to the bottom middle of the phone screen.
Home.
Tap on
click.
Home.
Launcher.
And I'm back to my workspace home screen. Okay, so basically to enable the power button to hang up a phone call, you select apps from your quick start toolbar. I did a two-finger flick to the left to go to page 2, found my settings icon, tapped on the icon. I dragged my finger down the settings to find accessibility, tapped on accessibility. Then I dragged my finger down to the power button, and of course it's a checkbox. So by default it's turned off, so you need to tap it once to check it to enable you to use it to hang up a phone call. Much, much easier. So that concludes this demonstration of making a phone call, hanging up from a phone call, either using the on-screen keyboard or the power button, how to mainly enable the dial keypad for using an automated system like voicemail, and then also how to set the power button to enable you to hang up a phone call just using the power button rather than having to find the end call button on the screen. If you've got any other questions about Ice Cream Sandwich 4.0 or the Samsung Galaxy Nexus, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.